And Saunders, and I like to learn about wine and beer and different holiday drinks, and found out that the best way to do that is to make a friend who works at one of the top liquor stores in town. And I've done that now. Tony Andrulis from Friar Tuck over on Prospect is the number one wine guy. I mean, everybody there has a knowledge in different departments, but when you want to talk wine with words you've never heard before, Tony's your guy. But he can also, for every single budget, find you something perfect to drink. So we've been talking about a lot of holiday wines and spirits, and coming up, as we have Tony here in the studio, we're going to talk about some pairings with desserts. But tell me what's hot on your list this week, Tony, that everybody needs to come to Friar Tuck and get.
So on our list of new wines, the first one we have is the Seraphim Pinot Noir 2014. We have it for $13.99.
Yeah, you picked that out because you know I like Pinot, right?
I did.
I thank you for that. Why is it special? Why is new, you said?
New for us. Yeah, this is a Pinot from the Curico Valley in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Chilean Pinots are kind of becoming a hot commodity on the market because they have a little more earthiness to them.
Okay. Still that little sweet aftertaste, or more of a earthiness and yet not dry like a cab?
It's a little bit, I think this one's best of both worlds. It's got a little bit of red cherry, some blueberry, little oak spice, but it's still kind of like, it's got that floral Pinot style that we all know and love.
Is this the drink that you pair with something, or the drink that you sit by the fire and reflect on the long day that you've had?
This would be a good reflective wine, but it's something that would pair well with like a tangy goat cheese, too.
Okay.
Or like it'd be a good appetizer red wine.
I like the goat cheese. All right, Seraphim Pinot Noir, how much per bottle? Because this is always the number one question. Can I afford to drink it?
Right. Yeah, it's $13.99.
All right. That's after a crappy day, but yet I still find that quite affordable. Next on your list for people who like wine.
So next up, we have the Terlato Chaputier and Shiraz Viognier.
Chawattier?
Chaputier. It's a red blend. It's a Shiraz and Viognier grapes. It's a 2013 vintage. This is like a medium-bodied red wine. It's a red blend. It's got a little bit of black cherry, plum, Meyer lemon. It's one of those red wines that has a very long finish to it. It would pair well with a lot of grilled meats, barbecue, duck, sausage, that kind of thing.
Okay, I never know where Shiraz falls on the dry scale. I consider a Cabernet Sauvignon the driest of the wines, even though it's a really good red wine.
Sure.
And then work my way back to like the red not Rieslings, but the sweeter wines that you have that are in the red world. Where does the Shiraz fall?
It's up there with cabs. It's got like an inky darkness to it.
Okay, something thick.
So yeah, I'd say it's in the same ballpark as Cabernet. It's got a long finish. It's not something that's going to overpower.
Does it have a finish as long as its name? Terlato Chaputier Shiraz. By the time I finish saying it, it should be off my tongue. Expensive, not expensive?
It's 1998, so it's a little...
It's a little more of the special occasion bottle.
Yeah, it's a step above.
So you start out with that bottle, and then you bring out something cheaper afterwards, right?
Precisely.
After the tongue has already been started.
As any connoisseur will tell you, yeah, start with the good stuff, work your way down.
See, I know what I'm talking about here. We got a couple of more wines to recommend, a Riesling and, I swear, a Glunzvinglog.
That's right.
Again, these names are crazy, but we are going to invite a special guest who is a baker who has pastry questions, wine and pastry questions. We're going to invite Tony's friend Maria to join us after the short break on WJBC to talk about what wines you should be serving with dessert this holiday season. 48 now. Tony Andrulis from Friar Tuck is in studio. He's always got great wine and beer and cocktail ideas for us. And you came in with a list of new wines. Earlier we had the Seraphim Pinot Noir, $13.99 a bottle. Then the Terlato Chaputier Shiraz. Did I come anywhere close to saying that right, too?
It's as close
as I can.
He's
giving me a thumbs up. Okay. And then you had two more great wines you wanted to recommend that were new on the shelves at Friar Tuck.
Yes. So, we also started carrying the Nebel Riesling, and Nebel is German for fog.
Okay, so
because,
a fog Riesling.
Yeah, because they grow these grapes by the Rhine River hills, and the fog is so thick it keeps them from freezing. In fact, the fog is the only thing keeping them from freezing.
And so, it comes out with a very interesting grape flavor to make wine.
It does. That's what gives it like that ripe, fruity, kind of citrusy green apple profile.
Hmm.
And this is something you can pair with a lot of things, like sushi or any kind of spicy Asian or Thai cuisine.
Oh, now you're talking my language, because I love Thai food. Everyone that listens here on WJBC knows I love Thai food. how much is that a bottle over at Firetuck?
Nebel is $12.99 a bottle.
Done. All right, and then one more before I have a special caller who wants to talk to you.
So this one is all the rage this time of year. It's the Glenn's Family Vin Glog, and it's a mulled spiced wine.
Mm-hmm.
So they take their base red wine and a port wine, and they blend it. And they add some oils of citrus fruit, nuts, clove, cardamom, nutmeg, and cinnamon.
So I don't have to make the mulled wine. I can just pour it out of a bottle and heat it up?
Correct.
Score. How much is that, saving me all that work?
It's $11.99.
And it tastes good? You've tested it?
It's delicious.
Do I want it hot or do I want it warm?
Do it warm. You know, heat it until you get to the point right before boiling, but never over the point of boiling.
Okay.
And this is something you can also add to. You can add brandy, some raisins. You can even put cinnamon sticks in it.
No. I want it right out of the bottle. No do-it-yourself projects in the liquor store. I want to be able to open it and drink it. Glenn's Vin Glog. How much?
That's right. It's $11.99.
All right, I'll take two. We have a special guest on the phone. Maria has a new business in town, Beyond Decadence. Maria, you're a pop-up mobile bakery, is that correct?
Yes, that is. Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Well, I understood you had a great set of questions for Tony from Friar Tuck about pastry and wine pairings. What's your question?
I do. Now, I'm having a little trouble hearing him this morning.
How about I push that
Tony,
button?
Tony, on my holiday menu, I have an item called the Pumpkin Cake Baby. The Pumpkin Cake Baby is, it's a little miniature cake with a burst of vanilla buttercream frosting with real vanilla bean mixed right in that frosting. It's made of 100% butter, so it's decadent, it's luscious and delicious. And the cake itself is made with freshly ground cinnamon. A lot of people think there's other spices in there, but it's just a very high-quality freshly ground cinnamon that I get from Chicago. What would you recommend pairing with that if someone wanted to serve that for their Christmas or holiday celebration?
Well, actually, this would be ideal for the Vin Glog we're talking about because it has that cinnamon kind of profile to it. But a good rule of thumb for this is that you should always go with a wine that is as sweet or sweeter than the item, than the pastry item. So the Vin Glog would be appropriate, but another thing you could do is use a port, like a tawny port.
Mm-hmm.
Tawny ports have a little bit more nuttiness than like the deeper, darker berry-style ports.
I'm really surprised, though, that you said a wine that was as sweet or sweeter, which has got to be hard to find a wine that sweet when you're comparing desserts.
Correct.
So, again, a reason to find Tony or somebody at Friar Tuck and say, hello. Now, that sounds like a great, Maria, a great dessert for Thanksgiving. I wouldn't have thought of that for Christmas. Do you have anything else on your Christmas bakery list that we can pop this Tony
with? I sure do. Another item that's on the Christmas menu is the bourbon chocolate chip pecan pie.
There
I had
you
it
go.
On the Thanksgiving menu as well, but it's always a crowd pleaser. It's a flaky, buttery crust that is complemented by Jim Beam bourbon. You'll notice that as an undertone under the southern pecans, chopped pecans,
right, so
where there's two cups in each pie, as well as semi-sweet chocolate chips.
All right, hold on that thought there, Maria. Now, Tony, is this a wine pairing, or would we want to have maybe a glass of Jim Beam on ice served with that? Because they're so similar.
This is something you could pair a wine with, actually. A good idea or a rule of thumb here is to use fortified wines like port or, in this case, I would do sherry. Because sherry has, it's got the higher ABV, but it has more weight to it.
ABV meaning the alcohol content, so it's higher, right?
Correct.
Okay, see, Maria, he's teaching me these words.
So I know.
I didn't know that term either. is there by chance a coffee wine I could find? Because every time I have dessert, I want coffee.
Now, with coffee wine, there are wines that are heavy-bodied that have that coffee profile to it, but they're usually on the dry side.
Okay, so that's not what I want to pair with a dessert.
Ideally, no, because it'll give you kind of a sour aftertaste. That's why it's good to stick with the as sweet or sweeter rule.
All right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for the questions. We learned a lot about desserts and wine today. And
you're welcome.
Here's a little free advertising. Where do people find you for Beyond Decadence?
They can find me online at beyonddecadence.com. online, and there's ordering available online. Also have a very active Facebook page for the business under Beyond Decadence. Got a bright purple logo, so it's very easy to find.
All right,
and also, I'll be at the farmers market next Saturday in downtown Bloomington. The indoor season has started. So.
I like you, my dear, because you know how to get your money's worth. Tony, thank you so much for joining us today on WJBC.
Thank you.
And go see Tony, ladies and gentlemen, at Friar Tuck. Real quick, are you doing a tasting tomorrow at Friar Tuck?
We are, from 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Stop on in. You can taste a lot of these and other items and get not only what you need, but what you didn't know you wanted until you were there and said, oh, I learned that on WJBC.
Happy holidays.